A very good evening to you all. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January the 27th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the COVID-19 cases in the country and the world. As at 26 January 2021, which was yesterday, Zimbabwe had 32,004 confirmed cases, including 23,413 recoveries and 1,103 deaths. Yesterday alone, the country recorded 358 new COVID-19 cases and 28 deaths.
And according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 100 million cases worldwide, and over 2 million people have succumbed to COVID-19. And in America alone, there are 25 million people who have contracted COVID-19. And out of this number, 425,250 people have died.
And as COVID-19 deaths hit many Zimbabwean families working in South Africa, relatives say COVID-19 regulations are causing extreme frustration, anxiety, and grief when they lose their loved ones. According to regulations, a deceased person has to be buried within 72 hours, making it extremely difficult for families to gather enough funds, get the body out of South Africa within the stipulated time, and also have themselves tested, those family members accompanying the body.
Yes, now we see that, Jonga, there are three heroes that were buried today, or let me say laid to rest, at the National Heroes Acre in Harare. They are the late Foreign Affairs Minister, Sibusiso Moyo, the late former prisons chief, Paradzai Zimondi, and the late Joel Matiza, Piki Matiza, who was the Minister of Transport. So we saw so much activity at the National Heroes Acre today. And let's remember that last week, the government actually laid to rest other people that succumbed to COVID-19. And they include Ellen Gwaratzimba, who was the Provincial Affairs Minister for Manicaland. And there was also a nationalist that is Morton Malianga. So COVID-19 is real, as per what is happening today in Zimbabwe. So kunjalo ke sizulukanda balamhlanje sikhangela ke iCOVID-19 siyabona ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe kulabantu bayi 28 ababhubhe izolo bese kusithi ke abayi 358 bahlolwe batholakala bene COVID-19 kuze kufike kulamanje uhlangothi lwezempilakahle ukuthi sokulabantu abedlula 32,000 asabanjwa iCOVID-19 kusukusela ngombimbito ngomnyaka ophelileyo bese kusithi kunani leli kulabantu abedlula 23,000 asabaphepha kuCOVID-19 bese kusithi ke abayi 1,103 sebapopa. Kuzobuya ke iJohns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi sokulabantu abedlula 100 million asebabanjwa iCOVID-19 emhlabeni wonke jikelele, kuthi abedlula 2 million sebapopa. So ke nxa sikhangela kule Melika, sokulabantu ke abedlula 25 million asebabanjwa iCOVID-19, kwabhubha abedlula 425,000. So ke umkhuhlane lo unzima kunye okumangalisayo. Sibone ke lamhla kungcwatshwa owayengumphathintambo karhulumente obona ke ngokudlelana labanye amazwe uSibusiso Moyo kuze kubuya nowakhangele khona ngale enkantolo enkantolo ejele uParadzai Zimondi kuzobuya ke lowakade khangele iMinister yeTransport uJoel Piki Matiza bathethe umkhuhlane lo sobangcwatshwe khona ngale eRose Acre. Ngeveke ephelileyo ngokungcwatshwa abanye njalo sakhumbula uDr Ellen Gwaratzimba kuzobuya njalo lo Morton Malianga. So ke umkhuhlane lo kunzima kakhulu nxa sikhuluma ngawo Jonga.
Ongubadiwa vateereri, nasi tiri kutarisa dambudziko rakonzerwa nechirwere cheCOVID-19 munyika. Tichitarisa kuti kupera kwezuva rane zuro Zimbabwe yakanga yave nevanhu vanokwana kuita zviuru makumi matatu nezviviri nevana kana kuti 32,004 vabatwa nechirwere ichi munyika yose. Ipapo pavanhu ivavo 32,004 pane zviuru makumi maviri nezvitatu nemazana mana negumi nevatatu kana 23,413 vapona. Asi pane chiuru nezana nevatatu 1,103 vafa. Tichitarisa nezuro chete, tinoona kuti vanhu vanokwana kuita 358 vakawanikwa vaine chirwere checovid 19 munyika. Pamusoro pezvo vanhu vanokwana kuita 28 kana kuti makumi maviri nevasere vachishaya. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kutarisa. Tiri kunzwawo kuti muSouth Africa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kushayikira ikoko, hama dziri kuita dambudziko rekuti dzinge dzichitakura vafi kuenda navo kumusha nekuda kwemutemo wakadzikwa nenyika iyo yekuti panofanira kunge pachitakurwa mutumbi maawa anokwana kuita 72 munhu achangoshaya, kana kuti maawa makumi manomwe nemaviri munhu ashaya. Idambudziko iro rekuti vanhu vanofanira kunge vachiunganidza mari dzekuti vange vachitakura mutumbi pamwe nekufambira magwaro ekuti vange vachitakura mutumbi kuenda kumusha. Tichabatawo zvakare kuradzikwa kwemagamba matatu enyika kwaitwa nhasi panhanda panzvimbo inovigwa tingati Marinda, anovigwa magamba enyika muHarare paHeroes Acre. Taona kuchiradzikwa vaive gurukota rezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika kana kuti Foreign Affairs Minister vasibusiso mwoyo. Taonawo zvakare pachiradzikwa gurukota rezvekutakurwa kwezvinhu vaJoe Biggi Matiza pamwe chete nevaive mukuru wekumajeri vaparadzai Zimondi. Ndoda kungoti vana vekwamurehwa Mashonaland East zvikuru veuzumba varasikirwa nekushaya kwavaparadzai Zimondi. Vaparadzai Zimondi vanga vachibva kuzumba uko kunonzi kwachidodo uko ndo kwavainge vachibva ikoko kwaZimondi pamwe chetewo navaBiggi Matiza chizvarwa chemuzumba asi vanga vachigara mudunhu remurehwa. Zvimwe chetezvo ndokurasikirwa kwaitika nehama idzo. Tinoona kuti ava vatatu vari kuibwa mushure mekuibwa kwevamwe vaviri vakaradzwa zvakare Svondo Rapera pamarinda emagamba, amai Ellen Gwaradzimba pamwe chete navaMaleanga. Vanhu vanga vakazikana zvikuru fanike zvikuru vaMaleanga munyaya yekurwira kuzvitonga kwevanhu nyika isati yavana kuzvitonga. Pamwe chetewo naiwo amai Gwaradzimba vaive murwi wehondo yerusununguko variyo gurukota redunhu reManicaland. Tinoti zororai murugare. Gibbs.
Yes, we've got our first guest, and that is Senator Kalipani Pukeni. Mr. Pukeni, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gibbs Dube. It's an honor and a privilege to see my friend, Jonga.
Hey, my brother, how are you?
I'm okay. We've always spoken on the phone.
Yes, and, that's true.
My God, in the head, the voice.
Now,
and then
now you have the privilege of seeing the bald-headed man. Eh?
Yes. What a joy. My two favorite men on studio.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Yeah, so looking at COVID-19 right now, we know that it's really causing havoc in Zimbabwe. And three national heroes were laid to rest today at the National Heroes Acre. So what is going on? Why is the COVID surge so much in Zimbabwe right now? What do you think are the causes, you know?
Yeah, first of all, I want to pass my deepest condolences to the families, not only of the said heroes, but of everyone that has lost a family, be it COVID or any death, whatever the cause may be. It's a very sad experience. It's a painful experience to lose a loved one, and I can't even imagine what they are going through. But the COVID outbreak that we're experiencing now, it was predictable. Gibbs, to be honest, I have in the past spoken very well of the government's efforts in combating this, and I think they became victims of their own success. They relaxed, they opened, especially the South African border, and I think that is where much of our problems became. They opened wide open as if nothing was happening. I am not using anecdotal evidence here. I passed, I crossed that border on the 24th, 25th. Mm-hmm. I was in South African side on the 24th, and then it took me over 3, 4, 5 hours to cross both borders. There was huge congestion there. The buses were coming with COVID tests that were not done by any lab at all. It became clear as they were testifying, the people in the bus, that they just paid the bus and the buses were producing those tests. So the whole exercise, we were always going to get here. And unfortunately, we're here now. At least there are measures of this lockdown, biting as it is. I think it's a necessary evil. I just wish the government can go a step further and cushion people economically, because while it's COVID is a killer, but the hunger and the desperation out there is killing many families.
Yes, I think,
We also know of many unreported... And we will also know of many unreported family-related gender-based violence during these difficult times. Mm-hmm. So we really urge the government to do something on the socio-economical space now that we have this biting lockdown once again.
Yes, I can hold on there. So, Chonga, go ahead.
Thank you so much, Senator Pugene. We have Dr. Simba Mavaza, a ZANU-PF member based in the United Kingdom. Welcome to our show, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you, Jonga. Welcome, Gibbs.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. You heard from Senator Pugeni, and the topic today is COVID-19, the burial of heroes, and also the plight of Zimbabweans dying in South Africa. But firstly, I would like to hear from you, Dr. Mavaza, your take on the COVID-19 scourge and problems that the pandemic is causing in the country. We lost five prominent people in the space of 2 weeks. What's your take on that?
Yeah, firstly, I think the problem we have now in Zimbabwe is mostly of our own making, because people became so relaxed after the first wave. People thought that there was no COVID. Some were saying, it only comes in summer. In winter, you'll never get it in summer. So people put their guards down and were caught with our guards down. And that was a problem. And the second thing was, honestly speaking, most of the senior government officials, ministers, directors in departments, different offices, they invited COVID out of their own ignorance. What happened was because you could be allowed to go anywhere, you can gather people in your house and have a party, and the police won't ask you. And not that that's right, that is wrong indeed. And because of that, many high-level ministers, individuals, they got infected because they became very careless. They held parties. They traveled from one place to another. And as a country, we have a problem now that 99% of our population, they believe that they cannot just greet you without giving a hug. So they went through breaking each and every COVID safety rule to an extent that we are now reaping what we sowed. This has been a result of a careless move. It's only now that we have seen that it definitely COVID kills. It does not only kill the poor. It does not only kill the rich. It kills everybody. It does not look at MDC, TA, or at ZANU-PF. COVID attacks everybody. It kills every person. So in other words, the surge, the scourge we are having now, it is entirely 99% most of our own ignorance and our own fault.
I think we're joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga. He is based in South Africa. Mr. Mhlanga, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Babu Kips. It's a privilege again to be in here. Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm going to get time to see you. Mr. Mhlanga, kuna ngapo ekoli kukamba njani. Siya bono kuti i-COVID, itabile kule Zimbabwe. Itabile njalo kule South Africa. Labo kaya ngazani kona. Kule variant ile kutuwa ikona. Ya bulala bantu watintini. Lina lisiphatha njani khona ngapha babumhlaba?
Well, thina siku lockdown level 3 kids. Mm-hmm. So siku level 3 kuyadinga ukuthi nomnye nomoya, you don't just move unnecessarily. But abantu because of ama economical constraints, mm-hmm, bazithola besendleleni bedinga ukudla, bedinga this and that imali and so forth. Mm-hmm. So Porto, the government has tried to put those measures with abantu asizivikeleni, like ukuthi it's an offense ukuthi utholakala ungagqokanga imask wherever you are going, whether it's on the street kumbe ungena e shop. kumele ukuthi ubugqoke imask if ungangena esho unecala uyabona so but well umuntu ngumuntu and yona lento yokuthi even today abantu sisifa kangaka abantu begula begcwele ezibhedlela usana abanye abalokho bethi ah le into le ayibulali or ibulala certain people or ay mayisibambile isibambile angithi vele ikhona but abantu balibala ukuthi kunale strain ekhona right now okuthiwa itholakala eSouth Africa singazi ukuthi ibuye kanjani ukuze ibe seSouth Africa yet lana kwaqalela khona yona lento le corona bakhanya abantu bakhona nje sebe free ayisekho kangaka so whether yabuye inyahlanyelwa ngapha asazi or it's just esingathi ngesilungu mutation yama viruses ngoba ahlala entshintsha ama esingathi ngama properties awo yabona
so then, yes qhubeka baba qhubeka yes qhubeka
okweZimbabwe ngiyavumelana nalo baba othi kwaba ne sort of negligence but on the other hand, I'm not going to blame solely good government or yes, Zimbabwe or yes, South Africa because ama borders avulwa. South Africa was the first to ukuvula ama borders. Zimbabwe yalandela ngoba isadiki ne protocol yabo ye communication. Same for ukuthi i protocol leyo yafaila ekuvalweni kwama border. But ekuvulweni definitely kwaba ne nokukhulumisana okuthile. Inkinga eyaba khona abantu bakithi nawo abangazwisisiyo ukuthi makuthiwa hlalani phansi ningahambi especially eZimbabwe by then iCOVID beyisasengcono of course beyikhona but beyisasengcono kodwa ngapha eSouth Africa sivele siyazi ukuthi yahle yabuya ngodlame iSouth Africa is the biggest number yama COVID cases in the whole of the African continent. But instead abantu ba opta ukuthi ye Christmas sifuna ukuyabona abazali sifuna ukuyabona abantwana sifuna ukuyavaka khona kuyana yikho okwahle kwathelela ukuthi influx yabantu yenzakalayo bengena eZimbabwe and moso istay enzakala eborder abantu abanye they spent ama 5 days abanye 3 days eborder abanye bayikuba bobekasho ukuthi 5 hours Kumbula, everyone will be looking at ngifuna ukucross up before the 25th. So, kwakune congestion of obvious. And the congestion lana was uncontrolled. Then, kwabuya the effect yokuthi abantu babethenga ama COVID certificate. Ukuthi umuntu negative, engazazi ukuthi unegative. But, ngenxa yokuthi umuntu wayefuna ukuhamba, kwakungangcono spend
Yes, okay, thank you. So hold on, Mr. Mhlangane, hold on for some few minutes. You actually touched a very important issue when you talked about some people saying they don't believe that there's COVID-19. So we've got a person in Country Park who spoke to Studio 7 this week and indicated that there's no COVID-19. Let's listen to what this person said.
Bona ke abantwana kungana kulalo thina ngusisi lamuza vumkhuma lati. Esinkaza sinjani? Ethi wena ukhona mask uhamba nini?
Ana mask.
Awula mask.
Eh.
Indaba ngelayo awuza kuzwa umkhuhlane we coronavirus.
Ayawukho.
Eh?
Awukho nyake ngizwa but awukho.
Uthi mask dawukho.
Ngishona.
Ngishona njani? Awukho awuza kuzwa ukuthi ukho.
Nyake ngizwe but
no believe no. Umntwana umesabeli la ngohamba la ngesi skathi.
Umntwana ngiphethe.
Uphethe. Lapho yenzelana ama police.
Hayi yenzelana ama
police. Mhm. Indaba ngesabi umphosha.
Yes.
Mhm. Ungaba umkakho.
Terms of God.
Ngonihlala wena.
Lo kuthi wena.
So endlini nokobhutwa kwakho lawa abawubelieve ukuthi ukhona umphosha.
Believe la.
Kodwa uyala.
Nyala.
Owenza ukuthi wale kuyini angingcithisekele ukuthi wala nganxa yami sidawula mkhuhlane. Awula muntu osokwezothi uyafamba uyagula.
Hayi. Awula muntu oseke ngambona aphile noma ngazothi awuvulule umkhuhlane nalo.
So uyahlala.
Hayi, ngizabhiliva sendibona sokusela abantu abatshana.
Unomalikaphiuvela ngaphekhaya wenkaya enkaya ucine nini
ngacine lastil
okay no ke uphile ndona sikhe ukho siza ngawo siyabongani siyabonga kakhulu
so jonga that is Nobuhle she lives in Kalubag she says she doesn't believe that COVID exists she says it's just something that she can't believe is there so maybe go ahead there jonga
Thank you so much, Gibbs. We are now joined by Dr. Matthew Nyashano, a health expert at Nottingham Trent University in the United Kingdom. Welcome, Dr. Nyashano. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you for having me. How are you, Gibbs?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Yes, wonderful. But you know what? People won't recognize Dr. Nyashano today because you are you're facing darkness. Why can't you change and face the light?
Right.
Yes, while you're doing that, you can continue saying what other people are, what, you know.
Yes.
Maybe, yes, go ahead, Chonga.
Yes, tichimire, kuti Dr. Nyashano, gadziri, setinge tichinyaso waona uso hawo. Itanzwa, tereri, kana mtereri, ataurwa naye, ne mtoro wedu enau, kublawa ya kukaudri park, arugufunzwa nseuru kufamba usina mask. Anenga apa zvikonzero zvekuti ari kushaiwa mask Gibbs kana ndisiri kurasika.
Yes, that's exactly what she was saying. She was saying she doesn't believe that there is COVID-19. Period. She says there's no COVID. She has never seen a person with COVID-19. And she will only believe when she sees many, many people dying. So that's where she is right now. Maybe Dr. Nyashano can actually break it down for us and talk about some of these things.
Yes, I think you can bring him back. Yes, now we can see you, Dr. Nyashano.
Oh,
yes,
thank you, Dr. Nyashano.
That lady we just saw on the video, she said she's not a fan of wearing masks or masks because she has not yet witnessed any death from COVID-19 and she does not believe that COVID-19 is real. What's your take on that?
Yes, Mr. Jonga and Mr. Dole, that is not new in public health. And this is why people always talk about getting to individuals one by one. And such thinking, you will find out that in a community where you think everyone knows everything, there are some people who are still convinced by some way of thinking. And there are people who take what they hear to be more than anything that they have been told by professionals or by people who are well acquainted to the subject. This is also very typical of what is happening in America. If you look at politics, this is sociology of health, where people can be convinced by a politician that elections have been stolen in a developed country and they believe the person. And such things do not only work in politics, but it also works in health beliefs, health-seeking behaviors, and even in accepting vaccines. You will find out that some people are more inclined to listen to grapevine that comes from communities more than what they can actually be told by professionals or what they can read.
So this is very problematic, right?
It's a problem, but it is part of public health problem that need a strategy to try and undo it. Such people need education one-on-one. You remember, Mr. Dude, we talked here about the health system in Zimbabwe, and we were saying that what we lack in Zimbabwe is a structure for health promotion, where we have people who talk to people in rural communities, in urban areas, within the levels that they understand, not just to broadcast over the radio using a language that is not understood in Cholocho or in Buera or in Uzumba Maramba Pfungwe. We need people who go to Uzumba Maramba Fungwe, sit down with the people of Uzumba Maramba Fungwe, following their culture, explain to them why that is a public health problem. And this should be done through the Ministry of Health.
Thank you so much. Ndinofunga kuti ipapo Dr. Nyashano munogona kupa dzokorora nerurimi rwamaitisa taenda kuna Senator Pugeni nekuti nyaya ndoda kuti ti emphasize ndedzidziso awareness campaigns kuti iri kuleka papi nekuti tiri kunzwa hurumende iri kutaura kuti vanhu vari kuwaniswa dzidziso tozonzwawo kune vari muparamende kuti vari kuti dzidziso iri kuitwa here tipei nemashoka mashoma shoma Dr. Nyashano tisati taenda kuna Senator Pugeni.
Zvandanga tichitaura ndezvekuti zvazvitaurwa navahanzvadzavo zvekuti ivo havabhilivhe nezvenyaya yeCOVID-19. Zvinhu zvatinogara kuwana zvichiitika ende zvinhu zvakadai izvi vakandimire zvinokonzerwa nekuti vanhu vanenge vasina kudzidziswa nemazvo. Ruzhinji rwacho tinoti aiwa tiri hurumende taakubroadcasta tofunga kuti munhu wese anonzwisisa mukudaro. Vanoziva zvekudzidzisa vanotaura kuti vanhu vazhinji vakasiyana kuti vanobata mashoko sei. Saka bazi reutano remuZimbabwe through the government vanenge vachifana kunge vachironga vanhu vanoenda kunotaura nevanhu mumacommunities vachitaura nezvavanonzwisisa, vachitaura nerurimi rwavanonzwisisa, vachigara navo pasi, vachibva navo uko nenhoroondo. Zvinhu zvese hazviitiki. Tinofunga kuti tikakanda chipepa muZumba Maramba Pfungwe kana kuboyera kwanzi vanhu vese vatonzwa nezvepori. Aiwa kwete, tinenge tichifanira kuenda tichinogara navo tichitaura nerurimi rwavanonzwa, tichitaura nelevo yavanonzwa. Zvatinotaura tichiti COVID panapa zvinoda kuitwa breakdown kuti munhu ari kumusha anzwisise kuti chii. Tikaramba tichingotaura nemazwi mahombe asinganzwisisiki, vanhu vanoti hakuna chinhu chakadero nekuti zvamuri kutaura tisizvinzwisisa. Saka ipapo panotori neproblem kubva kubazi reutano.
Yes, siyakubaba uPugeni. Senator, siyakubona khonapho ke ungalungisikama. Yeah. So Senator, nxa sikhangela ke ngodaba lolu lwe-COVID, umzwile umntwanyana lapha esithi COVID vela yikho. EZimbabwe banenge abantu abangani bakhuluma khonoko kodwa kube khona labanye abaningi kakhulu abathi COVID ikhona. So ke ngamafitshane ungathi nxa ukuthi ungatshela uZulu ukuthi kuyini okwenza umuntu ecine sithi i-COVID ayikho ngesintu.
Ngiyabonga msakazi. Maybe just short let me welcome both doctors from the UK and my brother from South Africa. Udadewethu lwane ngizekhuluma e-Country Park, ya inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu ngendlela azwakala ethatha le ndaba budedengu othi uzozabone omunye oseduze kwakhe inkhona ezoba serious. Eqinisweni kwamanye amazwe angachajwa ngoku-attempted murder by using a biological weapon. Because awukwazi ukuthi kuvale ilizwe lavalwa abantu behlupheka kanje nxa kuvala kwelizwe kuzama ukuthi kubotshwe lesi sifo lesi abantu baphile wena uhambe nje awula maski awunandaba uthi wena until uzubone kusenzeka eduze kwakho ngikhona uzokukholwa lokho. Hayi, ibudedengu lobo obudinga i-attention e-serious. Ugqirha uthi yena abantu kumele balandwe ba-educate. Hayi, uqinisile ngempela. Akukaze nje kwanela esikwenzayo. Kodwa uzamile uhulumende, especially ne-Ministry of Health le, bazamile ukuthi bayifafaze le ndaba, bayikhulume. Kodwa kulalokho kuthiwa ngama-budgetary constraints. So imali yakhona ayikaze nje yenela, kuningi ngempela okusamele kwenziwe. Kodwa ake ngitsho ukuthi kuke kwazanywa lathi sinje sike saphumaphuma besingakhulumiwa kwe-COVID besikhuluma ngokwezinye izinto kodwa bade kunoko kuthiwa ilokhuzeni consultation of ama-residents. Hayi, babuya abantu ubona ukuthi bayi-understand indaba ye-COVID ngoba beya befaka amamaski befika begeza izandla laphana ama-sanitize ubona ukuthi baye bayayizwa le nto njalo bayayazi kodwa njengoba sengitshilo akukaze kwenela. inkinga ila mina ngombono wami le ndaba engikhulume ngayo ku comment yami yakuqala eyokuthi abantu abananzelelwe ngendaba zezimali ukuthi bakwazi ukuhlala kahle ngoba phela into ekhupha abantu basuke njalo baye ezitolo baye kuphi kuphi bazama ukuthi bazama imali izolo ngengangena etown lana ngabona imoto yamapolisa irounda izama kubopha omama laba bathengisa bona abanye abasathengisa ngokuthi kunzima le ekhaya uma ngoyo laleziko abantwana ababhekile akulantu ehambayo bengifisa ukuthi government yethu yebo imali ayikho kodwa ngabe kuthiwa manje hlalani emakhaya kodwa nihlele emakhaya u-5000 RTGS nizowuthola ukuthi impilo yenze njani ikwazi ukuqhubeka ngoba phela ukuhlala kwabantu emakhaya kungelanto abazoyidla umuntu yathi ha ngingafa ngendlala ake ngiphume ngibone ukuthi kuzokwenza ngibone ngathi mina iphutha lilapho nje ekuthini kuko konke esesikwenzile siyenza western countries kodwa ama western countries anakho phela okuncane ananzelela ngakho abantu ngoba even nase South Africa lapho umfowethu umhlanga akhona kukhona ngicabanga noma kuyi 300 and something rents kodwa akufani nokungatholi lutho kufika omnye umama lapha last week egating dam wanokha mangimlanda uthi ngifuna umama walapha ekhaya ngithi akekho uthi ngifuna umsebenzi uthi umsebenzi awukho and you could hear ngendlela akhuluma ngakhona ukuthi u-aggressive uyawufuna lo msebenzi ngoba kunzima lapha aphuma
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu senator
manzelele khona apha abantu
yes siyakunika 1 minute ukuthi ukhulume ngesikhiwa just 1 minute ungadluli 1 minute khona kwakade ukutsho ba yeah 1 minute exactly
okay
yeah
Yeah, no, I was saying that lady from Country Park, she's extremely irresponsible. In other countries, she could be charged with attempted murder with a biological weapon. If you consider the amount of effort expended to try and arrest this pandemic, there's a complete lockdown, shutdown, people are suffering, people are dying as a result of the same lockdown as well. Now, you can't have somebody just walk around and say, until I see someone that I know die, I'll believe that indeed there is COVID and I'll start taking responsible measures. And then I was responding to what the doc said, saying there isn't enough education. Indeed, there isn't enough education. It's never enough. But the minister has tried its best. There is evidence to show that people understand, people have a knowledge. But yes, there are communities that we haven't been able to reach in their level and be able to explain these things in detail. But I think where government is lacking is to extend the security net. It's not enough to just lock people. Once you lock people down and there's nothing for them to eat. Yesterday I was in town around about this time. The police were driving around trying to arrest these ladies who are selling. Well, what can they do? Kids are hungry. Can't sit at home and kids are crying. So if the government could simply say, stay at home this month, we will extend 5,000 RTGS to every family, that will go a long way. Next door here in South Africa, I think they are giving 300 and something to every adult, I think, or so, 300 and something rents. It's little, but it's something. That's a
thank you. Of yes.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jonga. Jonga?
Yes, before we go to Dr. Mavaza, I wanted to ask a question to Senator Pugeni. As members of parliament, is there any blueprint that you are following in terms of awareness campaigns? Because I think people are just looking up at government. What role is parliament playing in this?
Well, I must be honest with you. I think you know that I'm a fresh member. I was sworn in October. So yeah. It will be presumptuous of me to speak with so much authority. What I know is that the executive branch of government has been leading and we've been doing oversight. So I sit in a joint committee of health and HIV and AIDS, which is we sit most of the times and then we call the Department of Health and they give us updates. So this lockdown, unfortunately, not only did it affect you, it affected us as well. So we are under lockdown. We are waiting for instruction from the ministry next week or so to tell us what's going to happen. So in that sense, we are not able to provide, as it were, any information with regards to how we got here and what are we going to do going forward. Until we're back in parliament, that is when I probably will be able to answer your question satisfactorily.
Thank you so much, Senator. Dr. Mavaza, tataenda kune mwe guest wedu atinaye. Ya manzwa nyaya iri mudariro kune vari kuti ndotozobvuma ndaona munhu afa wandinoziva kuti uyu afa ne COVID-19 saka hapana need yekuti ndinge nichipfeka mask munoti
ya iri idambudziko guru chaizvo haasi ega musikana uyu anofunga mafungiro akadai kune vazhinji kana vamwe vakuru muhurumende vaitombokurukurawo kuti hai COVID haitibati inobata varungu vamwe vabvati hai inobata vane mari vamwe vati inobata varombo saka zvataurwa naSenator Bugeni zvinobatsirira chaizvo kuti hurumende inofanira kuita an effort yekudzidzisa vanhu zvakanyanyisa kuwanda pamusoro pecovid asi anenda kutaura ndechekuti iko zvino izvi mazuva ano masvondo apfuura aya hakuna munhu achada kudzidziswa nezvecovid vaakutoziva kuti covid iripo and covid inouraya and covid iri kuuraya munhu wese mukuru nemudiki haitarise mazita haitarise bato raunopinda rawakarerekera inongokubata sechirwere chakagadzirwa kubata vanhu saka pamusoro paizvozvo izvi tivationa kuti hongu kune dambudziko rekuti kana muchinge manzi garai mudzimba hakuna ari kukupai chikafu ndauti tinyatsonzwisisa kuti vari kunzi vane mabasa akavhurwa endai kumabasa mabasa ese akakumbirwa kunzi avhare nenguva dza3 o'clock kuitira kuti mutange kufamba 6 o'clock kefu ichitanga chikonzero ndechekuti vanhu vasazowana mukana wekuita zhowe zhowe gurumwandi ratenge rangosangana vachingofamba pasina kwavari kuenda saka nemamwe mazwi hurumende yakaedza nepainogona ikataura mumatv panguva nenguva muredhiyo pavanongowana mukana vanotiyeuchidza kuti covid iriko uyezve covid inouraya saka ndinonzwa urombo kuna sisi vanga vachitaura vanofunga kuti covid hakuna ende vakatomirira kuti vanhu vatange vafa zvakafanira nemunhu andara kuti ini handifunga kuti rufu ruripo ndichazotenda musvandinofa saka haazowana nguva yekutenda kuti iriko nekuti ndee anenge atova nayo kana aakutorwara but kana achikwanisa kuverengawo mapepanhau achiteererawo nhau dzemumaredhiyo nemumatv emifananidzo iyi anokwanisa kudzidza kuti covid inouraya ende haasiri ega vakawanda vazhinji asi ichisvero chatinopiwa isu vana vezimbabwe kuti tidzidzisane nevavakidzani vedu nevana vedu nemhuri dzedu kuti chirwere ichi chedzova mupengo ichi chiripo ende zvechokwadi chinoshura rudzi vanhu vanofa nacho
thank you so much
vakavigwa vatatu vatatu mudzimba dzavo nekuda kwecovid kune mhuri yakashaikirwa namai nevanasikana vavo vaire vakura nekuti vanasikana vaichengeta mai vachirwara necovid vese vakaibatira vakafa vese nesvondo rimwe chete saka chirwere ichi hachisi chekutyisidzirana chiri toriko saka zviri nani kuti munhu azvibvunze kuti ndikanzwa hangu nzara nhasi nemangwana kusvika chirwere chapfuura ichi ndozoti mangwana ndonotsvaga chikafu kunze kwaakufambika pane kuti ndife ndichitsvaga chikafu zviri nani kuchengetedza upenyu hwako kuti uzotsvaga chikafu chakawanda mangwana pane kurasa upenyu hwako nekuda kwechikafu
Thank you so much, Dr.
Yes, we yes. also have another guest, and that is Miss Victress Matutu. She is the leader of Zim Imbongoto. Siyabonga kakhulu ma.
Ngiyabonga Dube, ngixolisa ukuthi ngiqalile ukufika kuhlelo.
Hayi, akunani, kodwa siyathaba ukuthi ungene kuhlelo. So ke, tell us, how are people coping kona hapo kule South Africa, amaZimbabweans? Liyenza njani ukuze liphephe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19? Njalo siyabona ukuthi laba abafelwa ngabantu izihlobo zabo kuba nzima ukuthi babahambise kwele Zimbabwe bahambise izidumbu so liyenza njani
njengokukhangeleleyo vedu Dube isimo sibi kakhulu kakhulu mpela okungangokuthi sesize sibona abantu abaningi besiba lezihlobo ezishonela lapha eSouth Africa bekhetha ukuthi izihlobo zingcwatshwe lapha okuyinto besingayijwayelanga abantu abaningi besikwazi ukuthi umuntu engashona lapha uyathwala ayengcwatshwe ekhaya kodwa emuva nje sibona abantu abaningi bekhetha ukuthi izihlobo bazingcwabe lapha engicabanga ukuthi okunye isizathu sokuthi abantu njengoba bayabona ukuthi noma umuntu wabo eseshoti lapha makumila ekhaya isidumbu sihamba sodwa abatholi le thuba lokuthi bamphelekezele. Babona kungcono ukuthi kungcono bahle babe yingxenye yokuthi yomngcwabo bangcwabe khona la. Ongasiyo into ezoba lula ngoba ngokuya kwesikhathi abantu sebebuyela ekhaya kuzaba nzima ukuthi babuyele ekhaya ngoba sifisa sethu sonke ukuthi sifisa buyele eZimbabwe. Mase sibuyele eZimbabwe siphinda sithize izihlobo zethu sesizingcwabe lapha eSouth Africa. Kuzaba into ebuhlungu ngoba sonke isikhathi uma ufuna ukuthi uyevakatshela isihlobo sakho njengokuthi thina singabantu abamnyama isintu siyavakatshela izihlobo zethu lapho esiziveke khona. Nokusuhamba eZimbabwe kuzamele uphenduke futhi ubuye eSouth Africa ngapha uma ufuna ukuyafika engcwabeni lesihlobo sakho. Ngingasho futhi ukuthi isimo sibi abantu basebehleli ngokwesaba manje ngoba le i-second wave ekhona manje ingathi hayi abantu bayafambela. Futhi abantu bathelelana kalula kakhulu baningi abantu abathelelekile ligciwane le-coronavirus lamanje baningi abantu esibazile beshona ezihlobo sezishundile nabangani. So abantu bonke bahlalele evalweni okwamanje abantu beku-lockdown ngicabanga ukuthi sebe more aware than indlela kade beyiyona nge-first wave ngoba uyazi ukuthi abantu bebelalokhu ukuthi hayi hayi thina abantu bamnyama sihlatshwe wathi wathi labo BCG and staff angeke sihlaselwe i-corona kodwa kwamanje ngoba sibulala abantu abaseduzane labo abantu khona besiba away ukuthi ya i-COVID ikhona and iyabulala. So ekunye futhi njengoba South Africa ikusesigabeni sesithathu u-level 3 akusibo bonke abantu abasebenzayo abavulileyo emsebenzini yabo abanye vele bahlela abasebenzi behleli benjalo bengasebenziyo. Kudala ukuthi abantu enye ukuhlala ungasebenzi ungala ukuthi ungakwazi lokuthi uzalala udleni uvuke usidlane. Ngicabanga ukuthi kuyenza i-frustration ebantwini abantu begcine befuthi becabanga ukuthi hayi ungasi kufa ikuphi. Ngangcono umuntu aphuma ediku ukudla kulokuthi abulawe indlala ehlezi phansi. So konke lokho abantu ngicabanga ukuthi bakwenza out of frustration ukuthi hayi sebekhathele ngokulamba behlezi phansi. Esingakukhuthaziyo futhi abantu ukuthi abaphume sithi abantu abalandela imigomo naleyo ebekwe uhulumende esigaba sesithathu. Ngoba kuvikelwa thina.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Hold on there. So Jonga, what she's saying is that you know, people are very frustrated in South Africa. And she's talking about Zimbabweans who live in that country. She's saying some of them don't have jobs anymore. But you know, some are saying, okay, let me go out there and try to do something because one can die of hunger. You know, while we are busy hiding from COVID-19, she's saying hunger has become a very, very serious issue because people don't have any jobs. So that's the scheme of things there. We've got Mr. Mboso Mhlanga with us, Jonga.
Yes. Mr. Mhlanga, we heard of problems Zimbabwean families are facing when they lose their loved ones in South Africa. We understand that there is a law that stipulates that in 72 hours, the body has to be deposed off if it's a COVID-19 death. And the Zimbabweans are saying 72 hours is too tight for them to have all the paperwork and also raise funds to have the loved one repatriated to Zimbabwe. What can you tell us about this in South Africa as you are one of the people on the ground?
What we are saying is very true, but the thing is, even if people had the money ready to transport their deceased family member, it's not easy because now if you imagine someone who, let's say, traveling from Cape Town to Harare, by the time they reach Harare, probably all those people who will be in that vehicle transporting the body will be also sick. And they will also infect other people who are already that other side of the border. Plus, right now, the borders are closed and movement is quite limited. So, about now, when I come to the issue of people who are now, some people really suffering. The government of South Africa fine introduced the 350 rand to the people as an alleviation to this crisis. But that 350 is very small. And looking at how things have escalated, AMA prices and so forth. And again, there are some of AMA foreigners who are not receiving that money. I'm sure a few are receiving it if ever they are there, because even the South Africans are crying that they are not receiving that money. So at some stage, I would like to believe it had been suspended, and they are trying to reintroduce that money now that they realize the situation is actually getting out of hand because of this strain of the virus that is really, really killing people. As we are talking, we lost one of the government ministers, Minister Mthembu, some few days ago, and took 2 days for them to bury him, which is also a symbol to show that the government does not want to congest AMA mortuaries, because right now people are really dying. So AMA mortuaries are full. Hospitals are congested, they are full. And when people die, they are trying their best to make sure the space opens. And if ever there are some who are dying, they also have the opportunity to be AMA mortuaries, our government, say 2 days or so. The government has even invited AMA private hospitals to assist in this situation. But people are really dying. And unfortunately, those who find themselves affected and they've got their loved ones that they have to probably lay to rest here in South Africa, there is nothing that can be done. Let it be the will of God that this thing is there right now. Otherwise, singagcina siphayila or sichawudwendwe sibuyela eZimbabwe sizama ukuyangcwaba abantu bethu sigcine lathi sifika sesigula. Like what happened in my borders, when the borders were open, a lot of people got infected in my border, even if some had genuinely gotten those certificates from the doctors or from UMA places like Oclicks, Nabo Dischem. But eventually people got infected in my borders there when there was this congestion and people even were not following the regulations or the rules of COVID as a prevention and so forth. So it's quite tough.
Thank you, Mr. Mhlanga. Dr. Njanu, this appears to be a very, very big crisis. So at the end of the day, is there any light at the end of the tunnel? Because we're having situations where there are these vaccines, you know, some people don't even want to take them. Were you vaccinated yourself? And if so, what's your take on these vaccines? Because some people are saying, no, they can't be vaccinated.
Right. I will say I'm in the line to be vaccinated as a frontline worker, you know, a lecturer at a university. So I'm going to receive mine very soon. And one of the things that we normally find when there is a new vaccine, there is a resistance. And this resistance in many ways is not related to ignorance, but is related to deep entrenched historical relations between races, in which case you will find out that there is more denial to take these among our Black communities and ethnic minority communities, which emanated from old relations, which needs to be sorted. It's one of those things. But having said that, it's not only the Black communities that refuses to take it. You will find out that also within the mainstream society, the white society, there are people who do not want to take it. And again, it emanates from a historical perspective. Stories that have been told that has become part of the narratives for those particular people. And the only powerful thing is to convince these people through education, health promotion, that is targeted to the individuals. Because what we normally do not have are targeted health promotion education. And as we have said, it's not new, as you have seen with political stories in America where people, you think they are informed, they will tell you something which is far, far away from what is being presented. And so this is something that cuts across the social divide, and that needs people to be educated. So the main thrust here is education for the people. And this education is not an education that you broadcast through the radio. It's a systematic public health education that needs to be done with some strategies and engagement of communities.
Chonga.
Thank you so much. I think I can throw a question to Dr. Mavaza, especially on the issue of people resisting this vaccination. We have heard from some ZANU-PF officials claiming that they are not going to take the medication or the vaccine, and some with the theory that people are being killed in hospitals. Dr. Mavaza, what do you take? I mean, what's your take on this?
The position of the party, ZANU-PF, and the position of the government is that people must take the vaccine when it comes to Zimbabwe, when it comes. So it is going to come, and they foot across people who should get it first. That is the essential workers. There's a list of who are essential workers, which includes nurses, doctors, teachers, if schools are going to open. Members of parliament are quite essential because they have to sit in parliament and the government has to be running. And then when those people have gone through, then the others would follow. I've taken mine here in England last week. So the problem we are having is there are a lot of theories which are being flighted in the social media by people who are not even professionals, who don't even understand how these vaccines work. But, you know, the historical perspective, as Dr. Shashan have said, would tell us that every vaccine has been resisted. It was only later when it was accepted. The vaccine, you'd remember, Munguya Takakura, Vanvaira Bakubaya Nomba, Vachitwa Rungwana Kutipeza. People refused a lot of vaccinations. And in other words, any disease, inengeya pinda muvanhu, any disease which comes to us, or any pandemic, people always find a reason to close their mind and think that this is not there. They don't believe it. We all know when AIDS was started to penetrate into our societies, some people started sending messages saying this is an American idea of discouraging sex, AIDS, and therefore do not listen to it. And many people got infected, and many people got sick. Now, the difference between AIDS and COVID, AIDS, you can survive 19 years, 20 years, 30. You can even go into your adulthood and how to live with AIDS into your old age. But with COVID, if you do not recover from it, you do not recover, you are dead. If you recover, you still have some pains for the next 3-4 months, and the COVID can come back again. Even if you have had it first time, you can still have it again. It can recur. So the recurrence level of COVID is quite high. Like here in England and in Zimbabwe, we've got so many people who have had COVID in March last year. They've got COVID again now. So some of them are doctors. We work with a list of a number of doctors and nurses from Zimbabwe in England who have been diagnosed of COVID in March, and they told it was gone, and they got it again this January. So you see, the COVID, it's real and it's there. Unfortunately, people, they take advantage of our ignorance and try to impose their beliefs and making us believe that their beliefs is correct. So that's why we urge people, the prophets, the so-called prophets and the prophets, that do not discourage people from getting the medication or the vaccination. Mm-hmm. You do not have to discourage people if you have got no professional know-how. Do not wander into the fields which are not yours. Let the professionals deal with this. COVID definitely kills. And again, we have got the problem we have now is if you say your thing once and lie about it, and it's on social media, millions would access your lies, and some of them believe it. long back, you take long time until the negative point reaches you. You take long to reach the other people. Probably a very few guys would refuse because of what they read in the book. But now, social media is there for everybody to listen, to see, they share, and people tend to share lies more than they share the truth. Mm. And that's the danger we have. So in other words, we as human beings in particular, as people, we have got a duty to fight this COVID. We have got a duty to help the government to fight the COVID by following the rules, following the regulations. Stay safe. Because definitely COVID kills.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza Gibbs.
Ms. Matutu, your last word, ma. Go ahead, Ms. Matutu, your last word.
Thank you. I would like to say, especially about the vaccination that is supposed to be rolled in all the countries. In Zimbabwe, the government officials must refrain from telling people their opinions, like discouraging people from taking this vaccine. Remember when COVID started, one minister said there is no COVID. COVID is something that is a punishment that has been sent to white people for whatever sins they've done or to Zimbabwe, to Africa, I don't know. But those kind of statements, the government officials must refrain from that. If people listen to them because they are officials. So if a government official just says that, what do you think people on the ground will say? They'll just say, okay, we're not going to do it. Why is it that the minister is not doing it? So the ministers must keep their opinions to themselves.
Thank you very much. Mabu Pukeni, your last word, 30 seconds, sir.
Yeah, Ntando umbingelele umama Mathuthu, and this season next time babizele abanengi labo mama ube lake ngikhuma namadoda wonke lawo ngoba bengekho kwakusebenzi
lokho. Yeah, 30 seconds yakho.
So much. Yeah, thank you so much. The doctors have spoken, and I think experts must be allowed the space to lead, and we must not undermine them, and appeal to other politicians like myself. Not everything is about us. Sometimes it's good to just shut up than open your mouth and confirm to people how much of a stupid you are.
Thank you very much. Dr. Nyashano, your last word, sir.
I think what needs to be done is to educate people using strategies that are community friendly. Secondly, governments in developing countries should now try to conjure relationships with international organizations to see how they can actually acquire some of these vaccines so that people who are vulnerable in developing countries can have access to them and they can be protected. So those are some of the strategies that needs to be done now before we go anywhere. As we move forward, we know that the vaccine will be soon available to everyone if time goes on, just like the HIV medication. But it will take time, as we know that people are scrambling for it around. Mm-hmm. But we need to protect our vulnerable people.
Chonga, we are remaining with exactly 1 minute. Chonga, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you, Gibbs.
Yes, we are remaining with 1 minute exactly. Maybe Nyashano can say something in Shona, then we conclude.
Yes, but there's Mr. Mhlanga too. Vanyashana, just 30 seconds, so at that point, Mhlanga.
Yes. Zanavichitaura ndezve kuti iye zvino ndofunga kuti hurumende nga dzemuma developing countries dzakaita sekunana Zimbabwe, kunana South Africa, kunana Botswana ngadzione kuti vanhu vadzidziswa kana kudzidzisa uku ngakuendwe vanhu vachinodzidziswa ne language yavanonzwisisa ne level yavanonzwisisa uyezve hurumende dzinofanira kunge dzakutsvaga mari dzichitaurawo nemamwe international organizations kuti vakwanise kutenga mishonga for vanhu vaya vari vulnerable vakura vane zvimwe zvirwere zvavanenge vainazvo kuitira kuti kana vakazobatwawo necovid-19 vakabayiwa hazvinyanyise kuita very violent.
Thank you very much, and I know Mr. Mhlanga was itching to say something, but time is out right now. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Senator Kalipani Mpokeni, Dr. Matthew Nyashano, Dr. Simba Mavaza, Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, and Ms. Victress Matutu of Zim in Bogoto. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Good night.